I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. What do you know about the body of Christ in Sudan? Well, the situation there can seem so dark that it's easy to forget. But there's still hope. A message from a Sudanese pastor coming up. And we've partnered with an organization to bring you a new tool to help you bridge the gap with neighbors from another country. That story in just a moment. But we're going to start today looking at the situation facing pastors in Sudan, which is difficult to say the least. With extreme levels of Christian persecution in the Muslim-dominant country, many Sudanese pastors have been killed, fled the country, or suffered imprisonment. On Open Doors World Watch List, Sudan has consistently ranked at the top 20 countries with the hardest persecution against believers since 1993. This year, Sudan is listed in the top 5 on the World Watch List. A lot of the persecution comes from the government's agenda to make Sudan a one-religion nation under Islam. One Sudanese pastor, whom we'll call James, says that while the situation is oppressive and even lonely, the Sudanese church is still standing for Christ.
We want people to know that in spite of the situation that we are going through, the Christianity and the church in Sudan is still strong. What happened astonished us, but Christianity will not finish in Sudan. So I want people to know that the Christian in Sudan is still alive.
Would you pray for our Sudanese brothers and sisters today, especially for Pastor James? Pray that their faith would be unmoving, that their outreach would show God's love, and that they'll stand strong in light of 2 Corinthians 4:8. We're hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair. Next, India seems to be closing the door on foreign ministry funding. But Global Advance has been preparing leaders of the marketplace for such an event over the last 14 years. They recently met with Indian believers to help them see their vocation as a way to worship God and fuel the spread of the gospel. Jonathan Shibley of Global Advance says,
there may come a day when it's almost impossible to get money into closed access nations, and that's why it is so strategic to raise up godly kingdom marketplace leaders who will be the ones that are not only called to be salt and light, but from a practical standpoint, they're going to be the ones that are going to financially fund kingdom work within their own nation.
So equipping believers to lead ministry in their own country is a vital mission strategy, especially when considering cultural relevance and security concerns. For stories about how God is using the business as mission strategy in India, head to our website. And here's another way to get involved.
Number one, ask yourself, what is my occupation? And how could God use me today, wherever I am, for His glory? And then thinking globally about missions, maybe in a new way, to pray for that God would send workers into the harvest field. And maybe part of that harvest field is also the marketplace.
And the United States is one of the most diverse countries in the world. Yet with this special cultural blend come the cultural challenges. And the American church has been struggling to bridge that gap between immigrants and making an impact for Christ. Heart for Iran's Mike Ansari says,
our hearts, as Hearts for Iran, is to sow the seed of missional encouragement to the American Christian population in reaching the Muslims in their community. The key question to ask is, what would Jesus do and what can I do in reaching the Muslims next door?
Now, Mission Network News and Heart for Iran are teaming up to bring you a resource called Reaching the Muslims Next Door to help bridge that gap between the West and the East.
We encourage them to go ahead and get a copy of this digital resource. It is only a couple of pages, but it's filled with facts and experiences that we have gone through and our family of partners have gone through. These are proven facts. So I would encourage all the listeners to go to our website, to podcasts, to Facebook, to other places and download this. And then make copies of it and pass it on to the church.
This tool will be available just before Thanksgiving. Get the details at missionnews.org and find your place in this story. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a free book called The Dying That Lasted Forever by Rochunka Padidi. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer. We'll be right back.